Hi, my name is Jeff Curto, and welcome to my podcast, Camera Position. There are an awful lot of podcasts out there in the podosphere about photography, but a lot of them concentrate on the technical tools of the medium. Camera Position is a podcast that I aim to have be about the visual and creative processes in photography, not the technical aspects. We'll certainly cover some technical information, but most of what I'm interested in doing here is talking about how photographers think, what kinds of choices we have to make. I'll be using many of my own photographs and then also photographs of other photographers to try to talk about the basic concepts of how we choose what we photograph and how we choose how to photograph that stuff that we're interested in. To start off this conversation about photography and about the creative process in photography, I thought I would turn to a photograph that I made in 1996. I'm going to be creating these podcasts, by the way, as enhanced podcasts. So if you're able to watch them in iTunes, you'll certainly be able to see an image alongside the audio that you're listening to. Or if you are lucky enough to have one of the video iPods, that'll work there too. Or you can view the podcast in the QuickTime player from Apple, whether you're on Windows or the Mac. Or, lastly, you could certainly go to the Camera Position homepage, www.cameraposition.com, and take a look at the image there. This is a photograph that I made out of the window of the place where I was staying in December of 1996, actually over the Christmas and New Year's holiday, in the town of Positano in Campania, Italy. As we'll discover as we go along through these podcasts, I've been photographing in Italy for about 15 years now and really enjoy the country and enjoy the people and the places that I've visited there. And in this photograph, I wanted to start out with this one because of a number of factors. One is that it's been a very popular photograph. There are an awful lot of people who have told me that it's one that they really relate to. And I think that has to do with this sort of romantic notion of projecting ourselves into the space. And I think that we see that space in a certain way because of looking through the window and sort of imagining ourselves coming toward that window. I used a fairly short focal length lens. I'm shooting here with a 4x5-inch camera, so the windows tend to project into the space. The windows that are open there tend to project into the space of the room. But I think another part of the picture that really helps is the idea of how I positioned those windows so that the reflections that we see in them are rather interesting visually. So the left-hand window, for example, if you look closely, you should be able to see a cross there in the window pane, and that cross belongs to a church that is hidden out of camera view outside of the window, but because we're then seeing it in the reflection, we get this greater sense of what it is that we're seeing. Similarly, the right-hand window was very carefully positioned to examine the idea of an expanded view of the space. And finally, I really very carefully positioned the camera not only left and right so you would see a certain amount of the exterior space and where those edges of that space were cut off within the window frame, but also top to bottom so that that tree branch that is at the top of that arched window curve also sort of came down into that rectangular space of the open window. And I think that adds an awful lot to the sense of depth and the fact that those reflections of that of those tree branches are then caught again in the reflective surface of the windowsill, I think adds to the whole idea of looking out into space. And that was certainly my intention when I made the photograph, was the idea of looking out into a space that is not our own. So as we go along and I talk about camera position, in fact, that's what I am interested in. I think one of the most difficult things that any photographer has to decide is where to stand. And I think the technical part of photography is relatively easy compared to the more difficult part about where do we stand, what do we see, what do we look at, what are we interested in, and just as importantly, why. So thank you for joining me, and I hope you will subscribe and continue to go with me on an exploration of the sort of ideas behind photography, and hopefully what we'll get eventually is a combination of looking at my images and looking at other people's images, the images of people who are listening to the podcast. And what we'll eventually hope to do is make this a kind of an interesting forum for people to talk about the type of work they're doing and why they're doing it. So send me a note about what you're interested in photography and what you think this podcast might help you do or think about. And send me a note at jeff@jeffcurto.com or at jeff@cameraposition.com. Really one and the same thing. So thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of Camera Position.